Welcome to today's episode, where we're diving deep into the fascinating world of AI and technology. Let's kick things off with a thought-provoking topic. What's next for AI and math?
AI's progress in mathematics has been remarkable over the past year, particularly with large language models tackling high school-level math and beyond. DARPA's new initiative, XPMath, aims to accelerate advancements in mathematics, a field crucial to various real-world applications.
You know what's intriguing here? How close are we to AI matching human mathematicians? Could this shift the way we approach complex problems?
DARPA's Patrick Shafto notes that traditional mathematics hasn't changed much over centuries. With AI, there's potential for a paradigm shift, enabling faster modeling of complex systems like financial markets and aerodynamics. However, AI still has a way to go before surpassing human experts in advanced math.
This reminds me of the broader implications for fields like computer science and medicine. Speaking of innovation, let's move to Snap's exciting new tools for Bitmoji games.
Snap has launched new Lens Studio tools to create Bitmoji games, enhancing user engagement and creativity. This includes a Bitmoji suite and assets for dynamic game lenses, supporting various gameplay styles.
Here's what fascinates me about this. How will these new tools impact user interaction on Snap's platform?
The tools include a customizable character controller and updated leaderboards, enabling more interactive and personalized gaming experiences. This move could significantly boost user engagement and retention on the platform.
From gaming to operating systems, let's talk about the rumored changes in Apple's iOS 19.
As Apple gears up for WWDC 2025, rumors suggest iOS 19 might be renamed iOS 26, reflecting the release year. A major design overhaul inspired by Vision Pro is also anticipated.
I can't help but wonder, how will this potential rebranding and redesign affect users and developers?
The renaming aligns with Apple's broader strategy, potentially simplifying software updates. The design overhaul, reminiscent of iOS 7's impact, could redefine user experience, making it more intuitive and visually engaging.
Speaking of industry dynamics, let's discuss Windsurf's concerns about Anthropic limiting access to Claude AI models.
Windsurf, a vibe coding startup, claims Anthropic has reduced access to its Claude AI models, impacting their operations. This highlights ongoing tensions in the AI industry over access to advanced models.
Why would Anthropic make such a decision, and what does this mean for Windsurf?
Windsurf's CEO expressed disappointment over the short notice, forcing them to seek third-party compute providers. This decision underscores the competitive nature of AI development and the strategic control over proprietary technologies.
Let's pivot to an inspiring story from Africa. A successful founder is back with a new AI startup.
Kerm Jouini and Jihad Othmani, after selling Expensia, have launched Thunder Code, a generative AI-powered software testing platform. They've already raised $9 million in seed funding.
What drives these founders back into the startup world, and what are their goals with Thunder Code?
Despite previous success, the founders are drawn to generative AI's potential. Thunder Code aims to revolutionize software testing, leveraging AI to address regional challenges and beyond.
From new ventures to legal battles, Deel accuses Rippling of corporate espionage.
Deel alleges Rippling directed an employee to impersonate a customer to access Deel's systems, escalating their ongoing rivalry. This legal battle highlights intense competition in the HR software industry.
How serious are these accusations, and what could they mean for both companies?
The allegations, if proven, could lead to significant legal and reputational consequences for Rippling. This case underscores the importance of ethical practices and security in competitive markets.
Switching gears to AI startups, a Stanford Math PhD's venture is aiming for a massive valuation.
Karina Hong's startup, Axiom, is developing AI for solving complex math problems. They're in talks to raise $50 million, targeting a valuation of up to $500 million.
What makes Axiom stand out in the crowded AI landscape, and why such a high valuation?
Axiom's focus on advanced algorithms for math offers a unique niche, potentially disrupting markets. The high valuation reflects investor confidence in its innovative approach and potential market impact.
From AI to semiconductors, SpeedData is making waves with its latest funding round.
SpeedData, a Tel Aviv-based chip startup, raised $44 million in Series B funding. Their analytics processing unit aims to compete with NVIDIA by accelerating big data and AI workloads.
How does SpeedData's technology differ from traditional GPUs, and what's their market strategy?
Unlike GPUs, SpeedData's APU architecture targets analytics bottlenecks, offering specialized solutions for data-intensive tasks. This positions them well against established players like NVIDIA in the semiconductor market.
Now, let's explore an opportunity for startups at TechCrunch's upcoming All-Stage event.
TechCrunch invites startups to host side events at the All-Stage event in Boston. This offers a platform for visibility and networking with over 1,000 industry leaders.
Why should startups consider participating, and what's the potential impact?
Hosting a side event provides exposure to TechCrunch's audience, featuring in official agendas and attendee communications. It's a strategic move for startups looking to build buzz and connect with investors.
On a more somber note, let's discuss the recent security breach at KiranaPro.
KiranaPro, an Indian grocery startup, suffered a major hack, resulting in the deletion of its servers and sensitive customer data. This incident highlights the critical need for robust cybersecurity measures.
What are the implications for KiranaPro and the broader startup ecosystem?
The breach disrupts KiranaPro's operations, emphasizing the importance of data protection. It serves as a wake-up call for startups to prioritize cybersecurity in their growth strategies.
Moving to social media, Reddit has introduced a new feature for user privacy.
Reddit's new content and activity setting allows users to hide posts and comments from their profiles, enhancing privacy and control over shared content.
How might this update change user interaction on Reddit?
By allowing selective visibility, Reddit empowers users to curate their profiles, potentially increasing user satisfaction and engagement by respecting privacy preferences.
Switching to the dating app scene, Hinge's CMO is on a mission to tackle loneliness among Gen Z.
Jackie Jantos of Hinge is focusing on marketing strategies that emphasize transparency and authenticity, aiming to reduce loneliness by fostering genuine connections among Gen Z users.
What strategies is Hinge implementing to address these challenges?
Hinge is leveraging Gen Z's digital fluency, promoting meaningful interactions and community building, which aligns with their values and enhances user experience.
In a fascinating blend of tech and biology, Colossal Labs is reviving the sounds of dire wolves.
Colossal Labs plans to release recordings of dire wolves howling, part of their efforts to revive extinct species through sound. This project illustrates the innovative intersection of technology and biology.
What are the broader implications of this project for science and technology?
This initiative not only captivates public imagination, but also highlights advancements in bioacoustics and conservation technology, potentially influencing future projects in ecological restoration.
On the topic of AI, TikTok is enhancing user control with its new AI-powered smart keyword filters.
TikTok's smart keyword filters use AI to limit content based on keywords and synonyms, allowing users to customize their content consumption more effectively.
How does this feature improve user experience on TikTok?
By expanding keyword filtering capabilities, TikTok empowers users to tailor their feeds, reducing unwanted content and enhancing overall user satisfaction.
Finally, let's discuss Google's investment in TAE Technologies and its fusion power efforts.
Google's latest investment in TAE Technologies supports their nuclear fusion research, highlighting a commitment to advancing clean energy solutions. TAE's innovative reactor design aims to bring fusion power closer to commercialization.
What potential does this investment hold for the future of energy?
Fusion power promises a sustainable energy source, and Google's backing underscores the tech industry's role in driving breakthroughs. This investment could accelerate progress toward viable fusion energy, reshaping global energy landscapes.